Chapter 18. Vanessa couldn't sleep. She lay on her bunk across from Jane, staring at the dark ceiling of their cabin and listening to the rain pound down outside. Instead of getting any sun before the end of the day, they'd only gotten more and more rain. More wind, more thunder and lightning. It was beyond frustrating, when the sun was the one thing they needed most at this point. As she lay there with nothing to do but think, Vanessa realized she was also starting to hear a new sound from outside, something that hadn't been part of the mix before. It was almost like a washing machine sloshing clothes around and around. The noise came, then stopped, then came again. What is that? She thought. The next time it was twice as loud, not just a soft splashing, but more like a watery crash against the side of the boat. She'd heard that sound before, she realized, on the worst night of her life. The flashlight was on a sill next to her bed where she'd left it. She grabbed it now and stood up. The wind was kicking around outside, along with the rain beating against the cabin roof. Vanessa took her slicker off the hook by the galley hatch and zipped it up tight around her. With the bad weather, the temperature had dropped considerably. A downpour hit her in the face as she slid back the hatch. It felt like sharp little droplets stinging her cheeks and making it hard to look around. Keeping as low as she could, she came off the galley stairs and shone the flashlight back toward the rear of the boat, past the cockpit. What she saw took her breath away. It was almost as if they were at sea again. The ocean had advanced on their rocky shelf, and deep water was pooled all around them. Before Vanessa could even make sense of that fact, a heavy wave rolled in from out of the dark and broke hard against the back of the Lucky Star. In a burst of sea spray, the sight of it shocked her into action. She scrambled back down the stairs, not even bothering to close the hatch this time. "You guys," she shouted, "wake up right now." She went to Jane first and pulled the blankets off her, shaking her awake. Then she went to the boys' bunks, where Carter was stirring and Buzz was already sitting up. "What's going on?" Buzz asked. "Get up. There's water all around us," Vanessa told them. "I think we have to get off the boat before it's too late." "What?" Carter was wide awake now, too. "Get whatever you can," Vanessa said, "but fast." "Are you sure?" Jane said, standing close now right behind her. Before Vanessa could answer, there was another rushing, watery sound all up and down the side of the boat. For the first time since the crash, the Lucky Star moved. It rose out of the tilt where it had been for the last several days, listed up and over, and then came down hard on its other side with a resounding thud. "Yeah," Vanessa said, starting to gather up whatever was closest to grab. "I'm sure. Now move." Carter's mind raced. His pack was long gone, somewhere in the middle of the lagoon, so he pulled the case off his pillow and started grabbing what he could. If they were getting off the boat, this might be his only chance to save a few things, and they were going to need all they could get. "Vanessa, we need the flashlight." "Get out here," she screamed from the galley. "We'll take what we can." Buzz had balled up their two blankets and got out the door ahead of Carter, though Carter was right behind. Water was pouring in from both ends now, and it sloshed around their feet. It reminded Carter that he wanted his shoes, but when he looked back, the cabin was clearly too dark to try and find anything in there. Vanessa was gathering something from the nav station. Jane had her own pack and was pulling what she could from the galley. With everything in shadow, it was hard to see or know what to do or what to grab. The first thing Carter recognized in the dark was the axe. He stuffed it head down inside his pillowcase pack. Again, a wave broke outside the boat, and again the Lucky Star lifted and floated free for just a moment before it slammed down hard against the rocks. Carter heard the hull cracking as it had on the night of the crash. His heart pounded. There was no knowing how much time they had left, but it didn't seem like much. "We have to go," he said. "I know," Vanessa yelled. "Come on." Buzz was throwing what he could up onto the deck while Carter wrapped his arms around the pile of charts and books on the galley table. There was no seeing which was which in the dark. All of that was secondary now. He stuffed what he had into the pillowcase and let the rest drop to the ground forgotten. Then he grabbed Jane by the arm and pushed her up the galley stairs. Then Buzz, then Vanessa. Carter was the last one out. Jane stood on the deck trying to take in what was all around them. Vanessa was up ahead with the flashlight, shining it off the bow of the boat. She motioned the rest of them over and pointed down toward the beach. "We need to time this right," she shouted. The waves were rushing in to hit the cliff wall in front of them, then pulling back, then rushing in again. It explained how the Lucky Star had gotten this far up Dead Man's Shelf to begin with. But Jane also realized that the boat wasn't going to stay there for much longer. Each wave sent it shuddering back and forth now, almost as if it were restless and ready to go. Jane felt Carter's hand on her shoulder again, urging her up toward the bow. When the boat tipped suddenly to the side, both of them fell to the deck. They stayed down and crawled to where Vanessa was waiting for them. "Buzz," she shouted as they got there. Jane looked back, and he was bringing up the rear, his arms filled with whatever he had grabbed. Carter left her there with Vanessa and went to help him up the slippery deck. "Ready?" Vanessa shouted in her ear. "We're going to jump after the next wave comes." "We have to wait for them," Jane said, looking over her shoulder. They couldn't leave the boys alone on the ship. "They're coming," Vanessa shouted. "Let's go." Jane was just as terrified of staying as she was of jumping. They'd done it in the daylight with no problem, but not like this. Never like this. Still, there was no choice. She locked arms with Vanessa and shut her eyes as the next explosion of water hit the cliff wall in front of them, then pulled back. "Now," Vanessa said. Blindly, she jumped and hit Dead Man's Shelf just a few feet below. Her grip left Vanessa's, but only for a moment. They found each other again and scrabbled together over the rocks and toward the beach. Jane could feel the sharp edges cutting into her hands, but it was hard to care about that right now. When they reached the drop-off, they jumped again, this time onto wet sand. "Keep moving," Vanessa said. She pulled Jane along up toward the woods. Jane could hear the scraping sound of the boat over the rocks, and she could only hope that the boys were right behind her, too. Buzz and Carter reached the edge of the deck at the same time. With the bundle in his arms, it was hard for Buzz to see ahead, but he was going to hold on tight to everything he had for as long as he could. "Come on, we can do this," Carter yelled. There was no time to think. "Ready? 1, 2, 3. They jumped onto the rocks and continued in the same direction Vanessa and Jane had just gone. A few moments later, they were down on the sand, looking around for the girls. "Up here," Vanessa shouted from somewhere just inside the tree line. He saw them then, huddled under a low-hanging palm. Vanessa gestured them over, while the rain continued to beat down. "Is everything okay?" Carter asked as soon as they were all together again. Buzz nodded. He was as okay as he could be, considering. The next thing they heard was the crash of another wave, and then a long, loud, scraping sound, different from the ones before. He leaned out to see back toward the beach and the rocks. Vanessa shone the flashlight that way, just in time to show them the Lucky Star, as it was washed away from its former resting place and back out toward the ocean. It was like watching a house guest get swept away. In fact, it was their house. However far the boat got, Buzz couldn't see. It slipped beyond the edge of the flashlight beam with one last groaning, splintering sound and disappeared. When he looked around at the other three, each of them was just a shadow in the dark. "What are we going to do now?" Buzz asked. "The cave," Jane shouted. It was a good idea. The cave was farther uphill, but not too far to reach. It would at least let them get out of the storm until they could make sense of everything that had just happened. There was no need for any more conversation. All four of them turned at the same time, holding on to one another as they pressed up into the woods behind Vanessa's flashlight beam. "Stick together," Buzz shouted. He'd never meant anything more in his life. Everything they thought they had going for them had just been washed away, back into the ocean. All they really had now was one another.